The Society for the Preservation of Music Hall played a huge role in the acclaimed renovation, and it continues to be a vital force in maintaining the hall's presence in the region. Tea Chepkama is here to tell us more. She's a member of the Society Board and an expert in historic preservation. Welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Tea, give us some background on the Society. I don't think people are really aware of what kind of role the Society plays and has played in this project.
It was formed in 1987 with the mission to preserve the hall and keep it alive and ticking, and to educate the public about its 140-year history. So it's a vibrant group of people that are volunteers, and it runs on membership donations. And we have an endowment from the Ralph and Patricia Corbett Foundation. And we take care of the building, and we're stewards of the building. It's a National Historic Landmark. Everybody in Cincinnati loves this building, and we are there to make sure it remains standing and it looks great.
What role did the Society play in the renovations? Because it was such a massive project.
It was a 144 plus million renovation project led by the Music Hall Revitalization Corporation. SPMH really stepped to the forefront by giving $5 million toward restoration projects. And we're really proud of that.
The foundation was responsible for the renovation of Corbett Tower, which in itself is spectacular. So
yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the history of Corbett Tower, it was actually originally called Dexter Hall. It was a small hall, and it had chamber concerts, and it had a stage, and it could seat about 800 people. And it originally had a 30-foot-high coved ceiling. And what they discovered during the revitalization, when they removed the 1970 drop ceiling, was the original late Victorian stenciling on the ceiling. And SPMH raised their hand and said, we want to restore this. So we restored that stenciling, and we also opened those three arched windows that are under the rose window. Those had tracery patterns, just like the rose window has those beautiful eight petals and tracery. SPMH restored those patterns, and that essentially restored the original face of Music Hall, and it allows light into the building and out of the building again so that room glows again.
Yeah, being able to look out onto Washington Park, especially in the twilight hours, is so lovely. And even in the evening, just seeing the lights.
Oh, yeah, and all the way across town from every hilltop, you can see that beautiful new face.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. And as I said earlier, you're an expert in historic preservation, and you're spearheading some efforts for new projects. So tell us about that.
Yes, there's lots more that can be restored in Music Hall. The historic details that have been long forgotten, like the roof ridges of Music Hall. Every single roof ridge had metal cresting on it that spiked into the hemisphere. I looked at historic photographs, zoomed in on the details. You can see that everything was symbolic on the roof of Music Hall, especially on the main gable, were giant 12-foot lyres on each side of the pediments. And they would have been like sentinels across the city as well to show the great arts that were going on inside of the hall. And on the north hall was a gear and hammer pinnacle that showed that it was used for industrial expositions as the machinery hall. And the South Hall had seed germ pinnacles, which showed that for expositions, it was horticultural hall. And every single roof gable had sandstone finials, high Victorian Gothic bouquet sandstone finials, like on a Gothic cathedral. And if you look at Music Hall real close, you can see that some of them are still there, but some are half broken and half gone, and some are completely missing. So we want to finish that facade and the roof ridges. So SPMH is always looking for people who want to participate, become members, and get excited about keeping this building looking fantastic.
So there are plans to restore the lyres too? Is that what you're looking at?
Yes. Wouldn't it be awesome?
Wow.
If you look at historic photographs with all of that beautiful cresting and those finials on the roof, and you look at the facade of Music Hall or go around Music Hall today, you'll see how much is missing.
Well, the renovation project, as far as the interior goes, has received rave reviews from audiences and from the press, and it's been recently the recipient of many awards, especially from state agencies. Tell us about that.
Right. SPMH is a co-winner, along with all the other architects that were involved in this project and engineers, because we restored the extras, the preservation extras, like the black bricks on the facade and the historic door patterns into the hall. If you look at the doors up close, those are the original doors that we had reproduced, SBMH funded. And we opened windows into the carriage passageways, and we restored the varnish, new conservation varnish on the mural in the hall. Because of all of those extra preservation projects, we like to say we were instrumental in us receiving these major preservation awards, one from Ohio History Connection. We got the Preservation Merit Award from the Ohio Historical Society and the Historic Theater of the Year from Heritage Ohio, and a local Cincinnati Preservation Association Award for preservation.
Well, it certainly is a spectacular job, and from an acoustic point of view, oh, there's almost no comparison.
Yeah.
So that's something to be very, very proud of. Are there other projects in which the society is involved outside of the exterior? What other kinds of activities do you do?
Oh, we have 30 tour guides, volunteer tour guides, actively always leading tours of Music Hall. So if you want to learn about the broad history and multivarious, wonderful, amazing stories about the hall, you can come on a tour. You can go to the Cincinnati Arts Association website and get tickets for tours. We also lead outreach talks on different topics about the hall. We're actively working on a new talk about the history of the Greystone Ballroom in the North Hall. Always developing new tours and talks because there are plenty of stories.
And as you said earlier, there are a lot of volunteer opportunities for people who would like to join.
There are. You can always become a tour guide, and you can also be actively involved as a member of the society.
It's a wonderful organization that has really helped in the rebirth of this Cincinnati landmark. And thank you so much for joining me. My guest has been Taya Chepkama. She is on the board of the Society for the Preservation of Music Hall. You can find out more about its activities by clicking on wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.